Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Monday night meeting with the 49ers.
So for Owings, the second time this year, you guys are underdogs. How do you kind of take that role?
I think people have jobs. Whatever ratings or whatever betting sites there is, I think they have jobs, so they have to come out with something. But at the end of the day, I have the utmost respect and the utmost trust in every single guy I go to war with, and it don't change this Sunday. I'm betting on us 10 out of 10 times, 11 if you want to add one.
Now, Kyle felt like it was a little bit of a disrespect. Do you feel that at all?
Honestly, man, it's just people's opinions. I don't really care too much about others' opinions. They have a job, like I said, but truth be told, I know Monday night we'll be ready to rock and roll.
There's a lot of hype around this game, and it's not often when, you know, the schedule comes out, you see you're playing San Francisco, and on Christmas Day, I mean, no one can kind of anticipate or, you know, expect that it's going to be the two number one seeds in both conferences. For that reason, there's a lot of hype. Do you feel that? I mean, is this, as far as an opponent, you feel like it's a little bigger, even though it's an NFC game?
Honestly, it's the next game on the schedule, and it's about going 1-0 for the week. It's the San Francisco 49ers, it's the Baltimore Ravens. Just like any other game, going to prepare just like any other week. It's going to be on Monday Night Football, the whole world's watching, so not a better show to put on in front of the world.
How unique are they and this offense, the weapons they present?
Yeah, I think they have a lot of weapons. And has a really good distributor in Purdy who can get it out to those guys. But McCaffrey, his work speaks for itself. We got Samuel out there. You have a really good offensive line as well, headed by Big Trent on the outside and Kittle at tight end. So the guys definitely have a lot of weapons, but so do we. I feel like I like our team versus any team, you know. And that's my confidence each and every week. And I have utmost respect in all guys, and I know the way we prepare. So I'm betting on us, if you care to hear.
Kyle said you're a lot more likely to criticize him than praise him. But at the same time, how important do you think his versatility has been to what you guys do, like, against these kind of opponents?
Absolutely, man. I have the utmost respect for him. But, you know, you can't tell him every time, you know. Have to keep the young guy kind of going and at base, in a sense. But and the guy, the way he prepares – week in and week out, the type of questions he asks you and everything, he's a second-year player, and just how versatile he is, able to do so much, whether you want him at safety, nickel, on the end of the line of scrimmage, whatever the case may be, he can do it all. So I'm happy he's a part of my team, and Mike definitely use him in a lot of different ways.
Roquan, what is it about your defense and the way you guys play defense that gives you the confidence that you guys can stop that offense?
Oh, there's no question about it. Can we stop an offense? I think we've proven that over and over throughout the season. I'm not sure what ball anyone's been watching, but if you've been watching the Baltimore Ravens defense, then people would know there's games here and there. But have the utmost respect in the way we prepare. Start from up top with Mike, the way he get things down, dump things down to us, and make it very simple, in a sense. And, you know, knowing how teams are going to attack us, in a sense, and knowing how we're going to attack our opponents. So it's just about that, and it's all get back to fundamentals. And we stick to our fundamentals, do what we have to do, because all it is a game of football. You can only run the ball or throw the ball. It's not too many things you can do. So you just make it simple like that, and we're not looking at this game like any other game. It's the next game on the schedule.
The 11-3 teams are not equal. Is that something that you would agree with?
What did he mean? I'm not sure what he mean by that, so I'm not going to make a comment because I'm not sure.
You've been on the other side where you've actually had to play Lamar. And do you feel like for defenses that don't see him regularly, there's sort of an adjustment period because this offense and him are so unique?
I've never played against Lamar, honestly. But I think Lamar is definitely a unique talent, and he's able to do things that not many quarterbacks and not quarterbacks at all are able to do. If you just watch the game week in and week out, the things that God do, not other people are doing. Like, sometimes the stats may not say that, but if you actually watch the game and know the game of football, the impact that he has on the game is second to none. And I have the utmost respect in him leading our team, and I'm happy that he's on my team.
So you're playing on Christmas.
We're asking a lot of questions about.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just keep got a lot of questions here just about underdog, two of the best teams in the league, and hype around this game. Does any of that kind of serve as motivation?
Honestly, that's the next game on the schedule. It's the 49ers versus the Baltimore Ravens, and I play for the Baltimore Ravens, and we're going to be ready to rock and roll, led by John Harbaugh.
Since you're playing on Christmas, what's your Christmas wish list?
My Christmas wish list is to go out, play Baltimore Ravens style of defense, and put on a show in front of the world.
Yeah, thank you, Roquan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Roquan.